My name is Lily, and I've had hidradenitis suppurativa, HS, for years. I finally found some relief since taking Cosentyx. Relief means I can show up more.
Cosentyx secukinumab is prescribed for adults with moderate to severe hidradenitis suppurativa, HS. Don't use if you're allergic to Cosentyx. Before starting, get checked for tuberculosis. An increased risk of infections and lowered ability to fight them may occur, like tuberculosis or other serious bacterial, fungal, or viral infections. Some are fatal. Tell your doctor if you have an infection or symptoms like fevers, sweats, chills, muscle aches, or cough, had a vaccine or plan to, or if inflammatory bowel disease symptoms develop or worsen. Serious allergic reactions and severe eczema-like skin reactions may occur. Learn more at 1-844-COSENTYX or Cosentyx.com.
Ask your dermatologist about Cosentyx.
Welcome back to Listen to Your Heart. I'm Jerry.
And I'm Jerry's Heart.
Today's topic, Repatha, evolocumab. Heart, why'd you pick this one?
Well, Jerry, for people who have had a heart attack, like us, diet and exercise might not be enough to lower the risk of another one.
Okay.
To help know if we're at risk, we should be getting our LDL-C, our bad cholesterol, checked, and talking to our doctor.
I'm listening.
And if it's still too high, Repatha can be added to a statin to lower our LDL-C and our heart attack risk.
Guess it's time to ask about Repatha.
Do not take Repatha if you're allergic to it. Serious allergic reactions can occur. Get medical help right away if you have trouble breathing or swallowing, swelling of the face, lips, tongue, throat, or arms. Common side effects include runny nose, sore throat, common cold symptoms, flu or flu-like symptoms, back pain, high blood sugar, and redness, pain, or bruising at the injection site.
Listen to your heart.
Ask your doctor about Repatha. Learn more at Repatha.com or call 1-844-REPATHA.
Off the ball.
Rugby.
Pretty incredible. Only Johnny Sexton really could do this. And look, I know he was a de facto coach anyway. You know, I would imagine there's a few coaches out there whose noses are probably out of joint by this.
Join in the obsession. Subscribe now at offtheball.com/join.
Off the Balls Football Daily.
Welcome to Wednesday's Football Daily. I'm Phil Egan. After an all-time classic in the Champions League, Inter booked their place in the final in Munich with a 7-6 aggregate win over Barcelona. We'll get reaction from both camps, and we'll also look ahead to tonight's second semi-final between PSG and Arsenal. There's some bad news on the injury front for Athletic Bilbao ahead of their Europa League semi-final second leg away to Manchester United. And Donald Trump describes Gianni Infantino as a child waking up on Christmas ahead of next summer's World Cup in North America. But first to last night's thriller at the San Siro, Davide Fratesi's extra time goal gave Inter a 4-3 win on the night to punch their ticket to their second Champions League final in 3 years. Goals from Lautaro Martinez and Hakan Çalhanoğlu had Simone Inzaghi's side in front at the break before Barcelona roared back in the second half to eventually take the lead. Eric Garcia scored the first of them. Dani Olmo equalised, and Rafinha thought he'd won it for the Catalans, but Hansi Flick's men only led for 6 minutes over the two ties. Francesco Acerbi equalised in injury time for Inter to force extra time before Fratesi sent the home fans wild. Goalkeeper Jan Sommer made a couple of magnificent saves to keep his side ahead in the tie, and the Swiss keeper said he isn't thinking about the final and they just have to enjoy the moment.
I'm really happy with the team, how we played this game, because it was tough, it was difficult. We had some really difficult situation in this game, but we keep on believing till the end. And in the end, yeah, we did a great job.
It's the best performance of your career, and I say for the day, for the opponent, for everything what has happened.
Yeah, of course, I'm really happy, because I knew before the game that there will be a lot of situations where we have to defend well. They have a lot of ideas to play. They chip behind the defending line. They're shooting, they're crossing a lot. It's difficult, it's tough to defend this team. And then of course you have some situations to clear, and I'm really happy that it went like this.
It's Arsenal. One of both in Munich. What do you want? What do you think?
To be honest, it really doesn't matter. It really doesn't matter. Now we are enjoying this moment, and then we will see tomorrow night against who we are playing in Munich. In a final, it's one game. Both teams are good, so it will be a good final. And
Denzel Dumfries scored two goals last week in Barcelona before he put in another big performance last night. The Dutch right back said after the game that it could have gone either way.
Yeah, it was amazing to play. I think also to see from the outside 13 goals in semi-final is, I don't know if it ever happened, but no, two teams were very, very good, fought until the end, and I'm very proud that we are going to the final.
It was so incredible to see. You were so good in the first half. You were dominating completely. You come onto the pits and things change completely in Barcelona, take over. What does it feel like in a situation like that on pits?
Yeah, very difficult, because first half was good. We had them under pressure. Second half, we couldn't come out over 16. It was very difficult to press them. You know, Barca has a lot of quality, individual quality players, so it was very difficult. But overall, we fought until the end, and I think we came back as amazing the second half.
What would you say that Inter has that makes it you going into that final and not Barcelona?
No, that is... It was so close to each other. It was very close to each other. We believed until the end, and we fought until the end. But to be honest, it was very close to each other. It was not. You cannot say what was the difference.
Who would you prefer, PSG or Arsenal?
No, I don't know. Tomorrow we will see two great teams, and tomorrow we will see who we face in the final.
Barcelona boss Hansi Flick was chasing a treble in his first season in charge of the club. He said the focus now turns to next season with regards to Europe.
I'm very disappointed about that we are out. So I'm disappointed, but not disappointed about the performance of my team. They try everything, and this is the thing. And of course we are out now. But next year we will start again. We will start again, and we will make our fans, our supporters, and the club and everyone around us happy.
How can you explain what had happened tonight? Because you start bad, you can see two goals. It changed absolutely in the second half. And what's happened?
What happened is, it's like a match, you know. It's also a really good team, a strong team. They defend well, but also they have really good striker. They keep the ball. The automatism of them, it's really good. But we make it in the second half. We make it really good. I think for me, I don't want to speak a lot about the referee, but I think it's every 50-50 decision was for them. And this is, you know, we give everything, and at the end it's like that, and this is what makes me a little bit sad.
And another thing, not only about the referee, but what do you think this young team can learn about this match?
We will learn. It's like that. I always say this is a progression. It's like that we are also want to learn, and we will do that. It's at the moment we have not so much time to train, but the next season we will be back.
Barcelona midfielder Frankie de Jong said not holding on to the lead late on was a tough one to take.
What's your head? Sorry. No, it's just disappointment. It's like a bit of an empty feeling at the moment. So just that.
I guess you obviously haven't had time to look back, but if you think of the game, what comes into your head? What moments? What circumstances?
I think we made a good comeback, like we've done many times this season. And then to concede, when you score like 2 minutes before full time and then in extra time they score again against you, it's difficult to take.
Let me take you to a bit of a happy moment. At halftime, what did you talk about? And of course, you came back so much better in the second half. What did you talk about?
No, we just had to keep playing the way we played, because I think the first half we played good. Maybe we didn't score or we didn't have the chance we had the second half, but I think also the first half we had maybe a bit. We played better than them, I think. We dominated, but they are very good in what they do. So all the credits to them also. But we just had to keep playing the way we did. And sorry, I was looking at the chance of us. We had to keep playing the way we did, and we did that. Then we came back. We even came in front and then to give it away in the last minute of extra time. I don't know if it was the last minute, but it feels really, really bitter.
Would you watch the game again, or will it be one of that you want to forget about as quickly as possible?
No. In general, I don't watch the whole game back. I watch only my moments and sometimes highlights of the game. But I think it will be difficult to watch this one.
And when you dream, will the Lamine hit in the post, will it go in your dreams? Or
I think I will not dream about this game anymore. Maybe about the future. But it's just difficult to take.
Back pain and stiffness made mornings rough.
Pain made it tough to sleep. Until I started Cosentyx.
Cosentyx secukinumab is the number one prescribed treatment for adults that targets IL-17A, a molecule that may play a role in inflammation that contributes to ankylosing spondyloarthritis or non-radiographic axial spondyloarthritis, two types of inflammatory arthritis of the spine. Don't use if you're allergic to Cosentyx. Before starting, get checked for tuberculosis. An increased risk of infections and lowered ability to fight them may occur, like tuberculosis or other serious bacterial, fungal, or viral infections. Some are fatal. Tell your doctor if you have an infection or symptoms like fevers, sweats, chills, muscle aches, or cough, had a vaccine or plan to, or if inflammatory bowel disease symptoms develop or worsen. Serious allergic reactions and severe eczema-like skin reactions may occur. Learn more at 1-844-COSENTYX or Cosentyx.com. Ask your doctor about Cosentyx.
I got real relief with Cosentyx.
Hear that? It's the call of the Crave. And when the Crave calls, you know what to do. Head to White Castle for 12 tender, crispy, all-white meat chicken rings for just $3.99. And for the same price, you can now get the chicken rings you love, but with the bold, cheesy seasoning of our new Cheddar Blast chicken rings made with real cheddar cheese. Get 12 for just $3.99. White Castle. Follow your crave. Limited time only. Tax extra.
Looking ahead at tonight's game now, when Arsenal are chasing a first appearance in the final since 2006 when they lost to Barcelona in Paris after missing the weekend's loss against Bournemouth. Jurrien Timber returned to training this week. He'll be assessed to see if he can play a part. Ricardo Calafiori also returned to training and could come into Mikel Arteta's thoughts for the first time in over a month following a knee problem. Thomas Partey is available once again after missing the first leg due to suspension. Jorginho is still out as well. Declan Rice could be pushed further forward with Partey in the holding position, and Mikel Merino could move up front. Rice says having Partey back is a big boost.
Yeah, I've been really enjoying it. I think this season I've played the majority of games at number eight. Obviously playing with Thomas, it's allowed me to be, you know, that more box-to-box role. And I thoroughly enjoyed it, you know. It gives me a bit more freedom to roam around the pitch, get in the box, also do my defensive duties as well. So, yeah, I'm quite lucky. Obviously Thomas is there, that he sits in front of the back four and he lets me roam up and down. But, yeah, I'm really enjoying that position at the minute.
Mikel Arteta says his side are ready to make their own history.
Again, a lot of the things that we did in the first game, better, more consistently. If we do that, the probability for success will be very, very close to us. We are more than capable. We've done it in Europe against a lot of odds. Probably nobody would say that we'll be in this position. So that was against history as well. So let's make our own history.
Gareth from Sky Sports.
Mikel.
Hi.
Luis Enrique, on Thursday, will be 55 years old. So he's looking forward to an extra special present this year with his team making the Champions League final. How determined are you? I know he's an old colleague of yours, but how determined are you to spoil his birthday?
Well, being better than them. We're going to have to show that tomorrow. We know what we can do. We show it in the first leg as well in many moments, apart from the first 15 minutes when we have some difficulties and understanding why. And tomorrow, as I said, full clarity, what we have to do, how we have to do it, and how much we have to embrace and enjoy this moment to get the best out of ourselves.
PSG boss Luis Enrique was handed a big boost by Ousmane Dembele returning to training at the start of the week. He was forced off at the Emirates last week with a hamstring injury. He obviously scored the goal. Luis Enrique will turn 55 on Thursday, and the Spaniard is looking for the perfect birthday present.
I have to say that I'm old enough, like to don't think about too much in my happy anniversary. But okay, it was the same moment like last year against Dortmund. It was rest day, 8th of May, and it wasn't a very nice day. But I have the same opportunity to have a great day after the match, and I hope that is going to happen. But I don't know. If it is not, I am sure I'm going to accept that with normality and no problem. I'll try to enjoy the match with my players, trying to give my best character and my best mentality to try to win the match. That's the goal.
Kickoff at the Parc des Princes is 8 o'clock. Manchester United have been handed a major boost ahead of tomorrow's Europa League semi-final second leg at home to Athletic Bilbao. Nico Williams and Iñaki Williams will both miss the game due to injury. Nico missed Sunday's Basque derby against Real Sociedad in La Liga. His older brother Iñaki was withdrawn just after the hour mark in that nil-all draw. A statement from the club on Wednesday confirmed the 30-year-old would miss the match with a thigh injury. No official update has been provided on Nico, who hasn't been included in Ernesto Valverde's travelling squad. Athletic's attacking shortcomings are compounded by the absence of Oyan Sanset, who also missed the first leg in Bilbao last week. The 25-year-old is the club's top scorer this season with 17 goals in all competitions. Harry Kane is enjoying the celebrations after winning the first trophy of his career. The 31-year-old watched his Bayern Munich teammates earn a 3-all draw with RB Leipzig on Saturday. He missed the game due to suspension. Bayern reclaimed the Bundesliga title after Xabi Alonso's Bayer Leverkusen stopped Munich's run of 11 titles in a row. Kane said a lot of hard work has gone in over the last season.
It feels good. It feels amazing, to be honest. A lot of hard work, a lot of dedication throughout the season, and to have this reward now is special, and there's a special group of players, the staff, and obviously my first one in my career, so it feels that extra little bit sweet. So it was a good celebration last night, and I'm sure there'll be a few more to come over the next weeks.
US President Donald Trump says fans travelling from abroad for the World Cup will have a seamless experience, despite scepticism from some around the globe that they may not be welcome to the US. The US president said his government will ensure those travelling to America to watch the competition have a seamless experience during every part of their visit. Some overseas travellers have scrapped plans to come to the US, given the Trump administration's aggressive policies towards its allies and other nations. But Trump insisted during a White House event celebrating the 2026 World Cup, which will be played in the US, Canada and Mexico, that officials were working to make the World Cup an unprecedented success. Speaking at a White House task force event, Gianni Infantino and Trump promoted this year's FIFA Club World Cup, whilst Trump swooned over Infantino's enthusiasm.
I want to thank everybody, and we're going to make this tremendously successful. And you can see Johnny's a very enthusiastic man. He's got great enthusiasm, and that's one of the reasons that you've had such success over the last number of years that you've been there. Amazing. He's like somebody that just woke up on Christmas morning as a young child and saw those toys under the tree. And that enthusiasm really plays very well, I have to say. And you've done a fantastic job as the head. And we're gonna do what we have to do. And thank you very much. Thank you, everybody, very much.
Trump has named Andrew Giuliani, the son of former New York City Mayor Rudy Giuliani, as the executive director of the 2026 Men's World Cup Task Force. FIFA advisor and former U.S. Soccer Federation President Carlos Cordero has also been announced as a senior advisor to the task. And Los Angeles FC will play Club America in a one-off playoff to determine the final place in this summer's Club World Cup. The winners of the playoff, which is expected to take place on the 31st of May, though FIFA is yet to confirm details, will take the place of Club Leon in Group D for the newly expanded tournament. The Court of Arbitration for Sport said on Tuesday it had rejected the appeals filed by Mexican teams Club Leon, Pachuca and from Costa Rican side Alajuelense relating to the Club World Cup. CAS judged that Leon and Pachuca didn't meet the competition's regulations concerning multi-club ownership, with both clubs majority owned by a group Pacheca. That decision led to Leon's expulsion from the tournament. That's all we have time for on Football Daily today. I'm Phil Egan and I'll be back tomorrow.
Hear that? It's the call of the Crave. And when the Crave calls, you know what to do. Head to White Castle for 12 tender, crispy, all-white meat chicken rings for just $3.99. And for the same price, you can now get the chicken rings you love, but with the bold, cheesy seasoning of our new Cheddar Blast chicken rings made with real cheddar cheese. Get 12 for just $3.99. White Castle, follow your crave. Limited time only. Tax extra.